Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
We are coming to the end of our holiday song countdown.
Yeah, and it's almost Christmas now, too. And you know what that means.
What?
In just 3 days, we won't have to listen to these songs anymore. That's a great one.
And thereby undercutting the whole thing. Why did you listen to any of that?
Okay. Beautiful.
Day four of the holiday music countdown here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we have the last two songs, and then we have open mic. All right, so let's go here to song number two.
Two!
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. God, I'm a lucky one. Came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
All right, there you go. Number two, Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl, 1987. And to our UK contingent here, who apparently is unfamiliar with many of the songs on the countdown, you have to be familiar with this one here, right, Stephen?
So, yeah, so I am very familiar with this song, but I don't really associate it. I mean, obviously it's a Christmas song, but it wasn't on the songs that I heard at Christmas growing up, so I don't really associate with Christmas in that way. Yeah, if Patrick talked about the betting odds, if I'd had to put a bet on what would be number one, I would have put that as being the number one choice for this community. But yeah, I just find it doesn't lean into the Christmas enough or into the sort of the naffness of sometimes. It's too cool to be a great Christmas song for me. Yeah. But I would, for those that are not aware, I would like to point out that although Shane McGowan's parents were Irish, he was born in Kent and went to one of the poshest private schools in England.
It's funny. It's similar in a way to the Ramon song that we started the countdown with, and that idea of like let's put aside our differences for just this moment. Although this one's even harsher. The fight between the two singers of this song gets really, so Shane McGowan, one thing I read really, really interesting about him is that he liked to portray himself as, like you said, the sort of drunken artist.
Totally.
But if you read the background of the song, he spent 2 years perfecting this song. You know, there may be some truth to that, but there's also a lot of myth to it as well. Right. This song, apparently, if you read the background, went through many, many iterations until they could finally got it right. And they spent 2 years working on it. It's an amazing thing. And I think they did get it right. It's like the perfect tone. It's like the perfect little story. Everything about it, all the little details about it, I think are just right. Niklas has something to say.
Yeah, I was just going to say this song has grown hugely popular in Sweden. I mean, it's played on all sorts of different radio stations. Although I'm pretty sure most people over here, they don't know anything about the Pogues. Or if they were shown a picture of Shane McGowan, they'd probably faint. I mean, and I like it too, but I'm a bit on Stephen's. It didn't make my list, although I like the song.
Any other comments on this song?
No? Okay.
All right. Well, if you think that song was too cool to be a Christmas song, I don't know what you're going to think about number one.
Here it is, folks. Number one.
Presents and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. He said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. Don't give my brother a Steve Austin outfit. Don't give my sister a Cuddly toy. We don't want a Jinx or a Monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up.
All right, number one holiday song, according to Rock in the Suburbs listeners, is The Kinks, Father Christmas from 1977. It's an amazing song. I don't even know what to say. I want to hear what other people want to say.
I was going to say the same thing. I have no words for this.
Well, this is definitely, I think this is in my top five. I'm kind of surprised it's number one, too, but I don't have any problem with it. I mean, it's like the Ramones song. For me, I look at Christmas songs differently. I really don't like the smaltzy Christmas songs. I like the songs that sound like what I listen to all year round, but yeah, have a twist on Christmas. So I maybe have a different ear for Christmas songs than some of the folks also here. I'm happy with this. Great.
Let's go to Craig Rosen.
Well said, Mike. Yeah, it's got great energy, great lyrics, great story. You know, I have to admit, I sort of cheated with my list because I have two playlists for spin classes, and I just looked at those and messed of it. that was definitely there. I just looked, and I thought, you know, maybe that was like the last song before the cool down. But actually, I had Bruce's Santa Claus coming down his last song before the cool.
Okay, there's a lot of chat going on here about the fact that apparently Stephen Routledge was unfamiliar with the song, despite the Kinks being a British band. So what's going on, Stephen?
Niklas and I were just messaging there that we both never heard that before. I didn't even know that song existed until tonight.
Wow.
Listening to that, you see, I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark and say that that's from like their second wind in America in the 80s.
Yeah, yep, totally. Yep.
Well, late 70s, yeah.
Yeah, whereas, I didn't even know that. Again, until you guys covered that on the pod, I didn't know that they had a second wind in the 80s. Yeah, the Kinks were a 60s band to me. But what I would go, at the risk of repeating myself, that was a great song, yeah. But that didn't sound like a Christmas song to me. That sounded like, right, just like a great song. And it was rocking, and it was fantastic. I really enjoyed listening to it, but I wouldn't want to listen to that at Christmas. That's not,
you're right. Totally not agree. Song. Yeah.
Yeah, the totally words were about Christmas, but that was about the only thing about it that was about Christmas.
Can I ask you this one thing, Stephen, that according to some of the notes I read about this song, Father Christmas is the preferred nomenclature in Britain. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Santa Claus, like many terrible things, is an American invention. Like
I don't think so. I think it comes from Germany.
No, not Santa Claus, but not Father Christmas. But no, Father Christmas is... Santa has become more and more prevalent as time has gone. But certainly... Father Christmas was still not, certainly when I was a child, Father Christmas was by far most predominant.
Santa what people called Santa,
now.
Right?
It's yeah, it's more common Father now, Christmas. But yeah. Traditionally it would be Father Christmas, yeah.
So I want to get to the other commenters here for a second, but I think one of the things that makes this song so appealing is when you really listen to the lyrics, is the whole message of the song, right? And I think maybe that's what Mackenzie wants to get into here.
Yeah, I'm just saying I love a socially conscious Christmas song. It's literally about a department store Santa who gets beat up. Like that's what it's about. And I think that's fun. I'm kind of kicking myself. My class this semester, I did a lot with music with them and like lyric analysis because it was like a culture and language class. And I'm like, why didn't I do a Christmas week and have this just so I could have them listen to this song? But I think that I listen to it all year round, Stephen. So it's not just a Christmas song.
But the whole thing about how, you know, give all the toys to the little rich boys, right? There's the Kinks or Ray Davies specifically is tapping into that whole idea of like, what is Christmas really about? Right? And how we've lost sight of that. They were definitely channeling some late 70s punk, which is funny because they influenced that, and then yet they were like bringing that back around, just like, let's just go nuts, right? Yeah.
I mean, if you think with like radio, when they go 24/7 all Christmas and you're listening to the radio, it's 9 happy, sappy Christmas songs, and that's not sappy is probably the wrong word, but it's 9 sort of the same thing, and then all of a sudden this comes in, and it's kind of like, thank you for the change of pace, the DJ who's playing it. So I think that's why I appreciate this too.
Yeah, it's not exactly Burl Ives.
And it's a great point too, man, because, you know, there's always that one weird radio station. It's like 97.1 Christmas Carols, right? And just playing 24/7 Christmas music starting at like the day after Halloween. So
that's right. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Okay. I think this actually is my favorite Christmas song. So I'm happy it came in at number one.
Me too. Wonderful.
And totally, man. To address the point of, where we started with the Ramones, where I said, as much as I love that song, the only thing I would say is it needed a little, you know, holiday flourish to it or whatever. Father Christmas at least starts with those little sleigh bells at the beginning. Okay, now, let's see, where are we here? All right, here's my top 10. If you can see that on the screen. I'll repeat this for the people who are only hearing this audio. My top 10, these are not in order, but, well, I'll say this. The top 5 on this list: Father Christmas, Fairy Tale in New York, Christmas Baby Please Come Home, Stevie Wonder's What Christmas Means to Me, and Santa Claus Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen. Those are my top 5. That's like the holy grail of like rock and roll Christmas, right? Those 5 songs. Then my next 5, a song people probably don't know very well, Why Can't It Be Christmas Time All Year by indie artist named Rosie Thomas. Santa Claus is Back in Town, Elvis Presley. I like that better than Blue Christmas. And Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me. I like Santa Claus is Back in Town. It's total bluesy, but I really love it because he did it on the 68 comeback special, and it's like so cool. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by Thurl Ravenscroft from the soundtrack to The Grinch Stole Christmas.
You're a mean one.
Not only in performance, but in the writing. The lyrics of that song are intense and love it so much. Billie Holiday's I Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. That is an incredible vocal performance from an incredible artist, and also a great alternative to what is that song? Baby, It's Cold Outside, that nobody seems to like anymore. Controversially, this is the way you get around that. Listen, I Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. And then a super obscure from an album I was talking about off mic earlier, this album called Yule Tunes, which is like this weird like Chicago indie Christmas album. Material Issue does this original song called Merry Christmas Will Do, which is a fantastic song. And unfortunately, I don't think you can find it anywhere. Those are all the songs. So message me. I'll get it to you. I'll email you the MP3. So let me know. Also, those were the songs I actually posted in my official ballot. Those got counted into the top 10 votes. My next five I'm going to present to you now, which did not get counted. I had Christmas and Hollis. I had this wonderful Dwight Yoakam song called Santa Can't Stay. Listen to that if you want more sad Christmas. Mr. Heat Miser, if you guys know that from that special.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No, Year Without a Santa Claus.
Oh, one of those
Rankin Bass specials. Sorry, a little bit of whiskey in me. But the cover by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, tremendous. Christmas All Over Again, which was from the second Very Special Christmas. Tom Petty, really funny song. And then from Brian Setzer Orchestra, Everybody's Waiting for the Man with the Bag. Wonderful, sort of swinging Christmas tune. All right.
Great tune.
Now, Patrick's top 10.
Here it is, folks. Big Star, Jesus Christ. Come on. Right. And got a lot of votes, Jim. It got about four votes, which is great. In Christ, there is no East or West. So John Fahey's Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis. Jim, you familiar with this song?
I am not.
It's actually written by Tom Waits. But I like the Nico Case cover version better because, you know, it comes from a down and out person who's a great singer. Again, the theme of really sad Christmas is coming up. Run, Run, Rudolph, Jim, anything on that? This came really close to the top 10, actually.
Yeah, it's an amazing song. I hate to say it didn't even. I don't know why I left it off my top 15. I will say this: there's a Keith Richards solo cover of the song.
You hit me to that. It's so,
so
good.
Love. It's so boozy.
It's crazy.
I just love it so
totally
much.
Totally nuts.
But yeah. It's a classic, of course.
Yeah, really good. Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto by James Brown. I think to me, you know, probably the best. You know, song about equality I've ever heard. Do the Santa Claus by Huey P. Newton Smith and the Clowns. I tweeted about this record. Look it up. Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus, Jim. You know, if you and I were ever to be stranded on an island on Christmas Eve and we had to bed down together, we could probably call ourselves Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus.
Absolutely.
I gotta say, man, the George Jones and Tammy Wynette album, please look it up. Winter Wonderland by Johnny Mathis. To me, Jim, the most traditional Christmas song of all time. Like, if I'm gonna have a turkey in my oven, this song better be playing.
Now, hang on one second. One second here. Johnny Mathis, most people think of Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Yeah, but Winter Wonderland really is a classic on that album. Okay. Yep.
All right.
Sleigh Ride by the Squirrel Nut Zippers. You know, probably the best instrumental swinging Christmas tune. And Jackson 5, Santa Claus Come to Town. Jim, it's the best version. Totally conveys the most youthful excitement of all the, you know, Christmas tunes.
The best thing about that song is the way it just like starts.
Santa
Claus comes. It's like there is no hesitation. Boom, we
it's
are right
Christmas
that
today.
That's right. Yeah,
it's great.
All right. These are the songs that just missed the top 10. Right, Patrick, you want to comment
very
on these?
Close. Yeah. Nothing. I'd love to hear the audience
open up on this, but I will say, Jim, Christmas Must Be Tonight by the band. Any thoughts?
Well, anyway, so for the podcast listeners who can't see this slide, let's just say the songs that just missed the top 10 were 2,000 Miles by the Pretenders, Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys, Blue Christmas, Elvis Presley, Christmas All Over Again, Tom Petty, Santa Claus Go Straight to the Ghetto, James Brown, Merry Christmas Baby, Otis Redding. There are several versions of that song. It's an amazing song. Run Rudolph Run, Chuck Berry, and Christmas Must Be Tonight, the band. And you want to talk about the band song. I love that song.
Yeah, it's very great. If people don't know it, listen to it. And all those songs, Jim, just missed by one or two votes. So it's very close. Yeah.
So I think this is a good point right now to open this up to people. Are there songs that did not make our top 10 that you want to talk about?
Now is the time.
Mike Wagner is first in the queue.
The one I want to talk about is going back to the Phil Spector album, The Darlene Love, A Marshmallow World. I love that song. And it has to be also cross-played with the Dean Martin. You get drunk just from listening to it. His version of Marshmallow World. By all means, have a listen to that. It's just like, I swear, like Dean's had like five belts. He's like, right, we're doing this song. Boom. They knock it out. It's great. Like, I love Marshmallow World. So that would be my.
That's a really good one. And you know, honestly, that whole Phil Spector album could be on the top 10.
It's so good. I
pulled Sleigh Ride, all that stuff.
We were talking about it. Yeah. Sleigh Ride's a hard one because I bet, Patrick, if you added up all the different versions of Sleigh Ride, it may have made it to the top 10, right? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Because there's like a kabillion versions of Sleigh Ride. Because I mean, there was one on the Special Christmas album. My wife voted just so she could vote for Sleigh Ride. She's just like, I think she put 20 versions of Sleigh Ride.
Yeah, it's great. I just want to mention too, before we go further, that the vote, Patrick, is already being audited in Arizona.
I've already gotten an email from them. Yeah, which I deleted, but we'll see.
Good for you. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We don't really recognize that. No, okay.
We don't recognize that.
All right. Justin Steiner is up next.
So the band song was on my list. I love that song. I didn't know it until more recent years. That's fantastic. Of course, the Petty Christmas All Over Again. But my top song didn't even make the miss the cut, which is Slade's Merry Christmas, Everybody. Merry Xmas, Everybody. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of Slade per se, but once I heard that song, it just, it's galloping. It's got the great kind of rough vocal going on. And it's I don't know. I just think that's great. I also saw my Mind Meld brother when I mentioned it stick his arms up in the air. So,
let's go over there. Stephen Routledge.
I would be worried about that, Justin, but you do what you do.
I'm so glad that Justin mentioned that, because if you ask me to what one song would I associate with Christmas, it would be Slade, Merry Christmas, Everyone. That is the first. Yeah. That's the first. Yeah. I mean, I've probably been overexposed to it throughout my life, but that's the one song that says it's Christmas is here in Slade. And whilst they were huge, certainly here in the early 70s, I believe, you know, they're by far most well known for that now. You know, and even when I was a kid, I guess they were most well known for being for the Christmas for Merry Christmas Everyone. So the only song I'd like to mention, and it's the only Christmas record or CD I ever bought, is The Darkness and Christmas Time Down at the Bell's End. I have a signed copy of that by all four members of the band, and that's just the only they put that out just because they wanted, they said in interviews afterwards they wanted to try and get the joke that they'd have DJs announcing this song with Bell's End in the title, and see if they could get that past them without anyone noticing. But really, at the time they recorded that, they were so hot that that first album that they put out is sort of like a perfect debut album. It's not a Christmassy album, but that debut album by Darkness is just so good. And they were still in the zone before they lost the plot with that Christmas song they put out, and yeah, it's the one I actually enjoy listening to as a piece of music the most. Although that Kinks song, I'm going to have to listen to that as well now.
All right, Craig Rosen.
Am I the only Jewish person here? Might be. I don't know. Have to give shout out to some Hanukkah songs.
All right, bring it on.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is, I think it came out in 2005. Levy's Hanukkah Rocks. There's a song on here. I think they have some association with Guster. Maybe a couple of the guys in Guster.
Yes.
Were in yes. that band.
There's a great song about latkes on there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a couple. Latke Clan is mentioned on the hype sticker, and then also Goyim Friends on the hype sticker. I don't put all those on. My favorite is Applesauce versus Sour Cream.
Yes, that's the one. That's a fabulous song.
Yeah, it's with hand claps and everything, and it's basically what are you going to put on your potato lock, the applesauce or sour? I say go for both, but if we're being healthy, we use yogurt instead of sour. And also, I mentioned her previously, Sharon Jones, the late great Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings had a Hanukkah song. What was it on this playlist here? 8 days, and then in parentheses, as is the tradition with holiday songs, of Hanukkah in parentheses.
Yes, that's a good song.
So yeah, kind of like 8 days a week by the Beatles.
Yeah,
which is a Hanukkah song. Craig, earlier before the mics were on, we were talking about that possibly 8 days a week by the Beatles could represent, Hanukkah. How do you feel about that? And can you explain that?
Yeah, it never really occurred to me, but I came across it at my day job, night job. I work for premier radio networks, and we deliver content to radio stations. And going through, my normal process of editing things, I came across something that mentioned that Beatles classic in connection to Hanukkah. I never really made the connection myself. And to give credit where credit is due, the person that wrote that is Deb Sprague, one of my coworkers. She's in New York. She was formerly known as Dave Sprague. Dave worked for Cream Magazine towards the end of Cream Magazine. And she works in the New York office of Premier. So props to Deb for coming up with that connection. And
props.
I did use it in a spin class. I did a sort of a Beatles themed spin class recently, surrounding with all the excitement of the Get Back. And it was also Hanukkah. So I had to put the applesauce versus sour cream. And then right after that, threw in 8 days a week and then back to more Beatles.
And beautiful.
Am I still talking?
And it makes sense too, in the tradition of holidays. And Jim Linehan, I would say to you, if you had to play one song for your children, one holiday song, what would you pick?
Well, it's funny you say this because I don't know what is the one. I would say probably the Springsteen song. That would be the Hanukkah's Coming to Town, because who doesn't like that? But it's right. Funny. We talked about Father Christmas by the Kinks. When my kids were little, my wife would actually get a little bit. I'm looking over my shoulder, make sure she's not listening. my wife would get a little bit upset that I would play that because it's about like Santa Claus getting beat up.
Yeah.
She'd be like, what are you playing this song for the kids for? Like, that's not, that's not in the Christmas spirit. But anyway, it's deeper than that. But let's go to Mackenzie Crenshaw.
Okay, I got two that were both on the Just Missed It list. So the first one is Little Saint Nick. I literally, if it comes on in a department store, I'll like stop. Like, I'm a big Beach Boys fan, like right. A huge stan. I have like stick and poke Beach Boys tattoos, which I don't endorse, but I do. Like, I love the Beach Boys.
No, we can't endorse that.
Don't don't endorse Stick and Pokes, but I do have them. So like, I love them. And so I think Brian Wilson's voice sounds great on it. I think it's some of their best harmonies. It's definitely kind of like in their prime. It's actually inspired by Phil Spector's Christmas album.
It is. Yeah.
So I think that that's cool. It's basically Little Deuce Coupe, but Christmas, and I don't know, I'm into it. So I love when that song comes on. And then the other one is Merry Christmas Baby by Otis Redding, which is just great. I think he's very similar to Bruce Springsteen in that, like, the energy he has in that song. He does little like ha ha ha's, laughs, fill-ins, and it just, I think it makes it really fun. And I get excited whenever that song comes on too.
That's wonderful. Merry Christmas Baby is a really great song. It's been done so many times by various artists and really well done. All right, Jason Goble. Jason Goble.
First off, Craig, thank you. We pretty much only have the Dreidel song and Adam Sandler, so it's nice that you shouted out a couple of songs. I had actually done my list, and then I think like 3 days after I did my list, his Golden Messenger released the holiday album, and they did a song. I didn't even know about it. It's a Woody Guthrie song, Hanukkah Dance. So shout out to MC Taylor for adding a song to the Hanukkah pantheon. I guess the only other one I was going to mention, which I'm just now curious about people's thoughts. My number one was Step Into Christmas, the Elton John song.
Oh,
too cheesy, too overplayed. That was my pick. That's always been my favorite Christmas song, an original, and Elton John sort of at his peak.
It's a good bouncy song, right? Anyone? Okay. Nick Scalera.
Okay, so I want to talk about a song that didn't make the list, and I want to talk about how happy I am that my Grinch heart grew several beats that this particular song did not make the list. And this song is simply having a wonderful Christmas time is the worst Christmas song that has ever been written. It's written by a musical genius, and it is the most annoying thing. It drives me crazy to hear it. And I know I'm sorry that Bud Verge isn't here so that we can engage in the battle of Silver Spring over this song. Bud is a big fan, and I respect Bud's tastes in all things except this.
He likes that song.
He loves it. And I think it's an interesting, it is a polarizing song. I think we can all agree on that.
It's a terrible song. Yeah.
It has its detractors, and it has its supporters, but I just, I'll preface, I should mention that, Paul McCartney, I was never a big Paul guy, but he's risen in my estimation over the years. I've become more of a Paul fan, certainly watching 16 hours of Get Back. I've seen it twice. Really got me more into Paul. And if anything, it just makes me hate the song more because, like, look what Paul could do. Why did he do this? Why, Paul? Yeah. Why did you do this? But anyway.
I'm going to give him a pass. It's a Christmas song. I'm going to give him a pass on that. I kind of like it, but it's okay. I understand why people don't. And Bud is not here to defend himself, so that's unfortunate. Yeah, all right. All right, go on, Mike Wagner.
Okay, are we going to talk about the Mariah Carey song?
We can. Yeah,
totally.
Okay, I don't get it. I don't get the hate for this song. Like, if
it's a great song.
My children love that song.
Wait, if I wrote a song that good, I would just be like, people. Like seriously, that is a great pop song, and I will go to my grave saying I could go over there and pick up a guitar and write a whiny song in minor key, and everybody would go, that's really great, Mike. The hell with that. It's like writing a great pop song is the hardest thing to do. That is a great pop song. I don't get the hate for it.
I don't get it. I think it just has to do with how much it's been played.
Yeah, but that's not her fault.
No, you're absolutely right, Mike Wagner. It is an amazing song, and it harkens back to that Phil Spector spirit of Christmas,
It is so good.
My children will not go through Christmas without hearing that song. For them, that's the one when Christmas begins.
That's it's.
Totally,
it's
I love it.
Such yeah. a it's their such song. A, it's such yeah. a great song. I
that's their White Christmas by.
And the other song, I just want to give a quick plug that there's a Kelly Clarkson song she released a couple of years ago called Underneath a Tree. I can't recommend it enough. I like schmaltzy Christmas songs. I don't care. I'm not normally that way. I'm fairly irremose, morose, and like I love Underneath the Tree. I love a big, joyous, Phil Spector-ish Christmas song. Like, give it to me all day long.
Yes, 100%. Okay, Mike Snyder.
I'm going to go back to the Paul McCartney song. I actually didn't know that he did this song. Till I moved here, and it was on TV all the time because the local radio station would do their TV ad.
Yep.
And that's one reason why it became like a, you know, that thing that they put in their ears in Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan.
Right.
They put it in Chekhov's ears and some other guy, I forget who. Anyway, and Silly Love Songs is much better than that song. All right. Of course, you could probably guess what my number one song was. It was
Tom Petty? Tom
Petty song, of course. And I think it may be possibly because it's newer. It just kind of works for me. One song I had on there was, I think I left this in my top 10. I had like 13 songs that I knew were. The one I was going to talk about now was Greg Lake's I Believe in Father Christmas.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah.
Which I can't remember if I put that in my top 10 or
no. Hang on. Time out. Patrick had never heard this song before.
No.
Oh, man. I grew up listening
how
to that.
How is that possible?
I texted Jim about this. I was like, I've never heard this on his list. And I was like,
you
what
didn't know
is
it?
This? No, I'd never heard it before.
It certainly doesn't have the snap of the songs that made the top 10.
But it was amazing.
And of course, I had to have an Elvis song in the top 10 just because I grew up listening to Elvis in my home. So anyway, but I thought overall,
What was your Elvis song?
I stuck with Blue Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's all right. It's great.
But you know, the Everybody Elvis loves Christmas it. Album is just.
I want to ask before we go to the next listener here. I want to ask Stephen Routledge about the band Wizard. Do you know this band Wizard?
Oh yeah. Yes.
They have a good Christmas song.
Yeah, they do, yes. That's another perennial. Yeah. That's Roy Wood and Wizard, yeah. Very familiar with that one.
I wish it could be Christmas every day. That's a great song.
If you like Slade, if you like the Slade one, you like Wizard. So yeah.
Kevin Clement.
Yeah, I don't remember all of my top 10 what I put on there, but I do remember one, and it's perfectly fine that it's not on the top 10. I was probably the only one who voted for it. Cheech and Chong, Santa Claus and His Old Lady.
Yeah, man.
That one just, I've listened to it for probably 35 years, every Christmas, and it cracks me up every dang time. It's just hilarious. And one thing I remember, I was probably 9 or 10 years old. We were driving back from Christmas Eve Mass, the whole family, and that song comes on the radio. And I made my dad leave me in the car so that I could listen to the entire thing, because that's when they only played Christmas music, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and you hardly ever heard it. So
that's fantastic.
But yeah, it's just one of those that I have to listen to every year. It's just a fun song.
That's great.
All right, Nicholas.
Yeah, just two things. First of all, thank you, Mark Wagner, for bringing up the Mariah Carey song. I love it. And so does the rest of the family. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I actually listened to a podcast, a documentary about her, and I hadn't realized before that she wrote so much stuff herself, which made me respect her even more. So, good one. And the second one, I put so many Swedish songs on my list, which was sort of wasted on this particular vote. But I
great list. Now, I had a bunch of notes about that, Nicholas, in the fourth hour. Yeah.
But that made me leave out some songs that you might know. And one of them being I Want an Alien for Christmas, by Fountains of Wayne. So I just want to mention that because it's such a good song and funny lyrics. He wants an alien for Christmas about 3 feet high.
All right. I want to go to people who haven't spoken already, and I'm just going to put them on the spot and ask for your favorite Christmas song. So, Bill Mulligan, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Well, as longtime listeners to the podcast will know, back on episode 481, I discussed my favorite Christmas song, which is I Was Born in Bethlehem by Nick Lowe.
Yes.
You know, Nick Lowe being the smart aleck type, this is such a beautiful, emotional song. It's just him and a guitar, and then later, I think, a bass and a very understated organ joins in, and it has the feel of a carol, a hymn almost. It's just, it's really a beautiful song, and it's not jokey or anything. It's probably the most straight down the middle serious song he's ever done. So, but it's just really, it's beautiful, beautiful song. Do yourself a favor and go listen to it.
It's wonderful.
Okay. Intern Sammy, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Putting me on the spot.
Of course.
My favorite Christmas song. It's really hard because I love Christmas. So I love all Christmas songs, which I know is kind of a cop out, but I really love Melikaliki Maka. And, and then of course, Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley, the like backup singers with like the doo 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 is like just so fantastic. So,
Dare Bingle.
That's right. That's good. Those are good choices. Now in the Bay Area, let me ask you this. You grew up in the Bay Area, right? You get no snow there.
Correct. It was like 65 degrees today. So,
for someone who grew up in wintery climes, like, how does that affect your feeling of Christmas? Like, you feel like you're left out, like not having a white Christmas?
Personally, I don't care for the cold. So, no, I wouldn't be let down if it was cold, I think. But I think that, like, I have a roommate from New York and she misses the snow this time of year. And yeah, so.
All right.
But I like it. I like that it's sunny.
So. That's right.
Justin Steiner, did you mention your favorite Christmas song?
Yeah, it was the Slade.
Oh, Slade song. Okay. All right.
Also, let me just shout out John Denver and the Muppets version of 12 Days of Christmas.
There it is. I was waiting for someone to say that. Because that is a great movie. The Muppets Christmas Carol, folks. Fired up right now. It's fantastic.
All right. So a couple of things. I don't know if we want to get too much into this, Patrick. Is there anything here you want to mention from the other
Totally. Yeah. A few things. Yeah. Just a few observations I had. Charlie Brown's Christmas Jam was real important. Five different songs
got votes.
Yeah. Skating.
Christmas.
Yeah. Some of his others.
I love that song, Skating.
Great. Your friend, Jim, Will Pfeiffer. Is that right?
Will Pfeiffer. Yeah.
Will Pfeiffer. He said that he would fight to the death to defend Billy Squier's Christmas Time is this time to say I love you. So
I love that song.
That right. happened.
Okay. Do you have something to say about that?
Nope.
Okay.
Those are my notes.
All right. Here's the deal, peoples. And that's it. So happy holidays to everyone. Happy Christmas. I hope you don't fight tonight. And we're good, right?
Yeah, we're good, man.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, yeah. Everyone. Good night.
Happy Christmas.
Oh,
And I will announce to everyone, since we're announcing stuff tonight, Jim, Craig, Jim, and I have an internet band called Hype Sticker, and we're going to be putting out a Christmas song here in the next couple days.